Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Into episode 109 of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. With me, Lindsay Perry. My name is Brad Brown. Lindsay, today's question comes in from Terry. And Terry says, I am many months into recovering from a proximal hamstring tendinopathy, which has prevented running and spoiled my comrades in 2014. I've been doing recommended gym exercises and about 60 kilometers per week cycling to and from the gym. Assuming I can soon slowly start running again, is this cross-training likely to be adequate for hoping to ramp up enough monthly running by January as a substitute for the early months, July to December, in your comrades training program? Terry's saying he's got 14 comrades medals, so knows how tough it is to run and train for comrades.
Yeah, so look, the cycling is enough cross-training to keep your general level of fitness at a level that from January to July, you will be able to build yourself up to have a decent comrades. Obviously, you have an enormous advantage in that you know what's expected of you at comrades, and you have got 14 years of good training, or hopefully most of it's been good training, but that is still in your body. So do the strength exercises, because those will also help to prepare your legs from January, and the cycling will help you to maintain a general level of fitness. The one word of caution for you, obviously, is that because you're still going to be relatively fit and you've got a long history of running in your background, you may be tempted to build up quite quickly. And there is no rush. I would build up, like draw yourself effectively a straight line and build up from January until the end of February. Run your qualifier then, but don't race your qualifier. You've got enough experience that running a really fast marathon isn't critical for you at this stage. So run up, bank your marathon in February, but without putting in too much effort so that you don't have to take too much time off that first week of March. And then you will still do your normal volume of training March and April, and you should be just about on the money by the time comrades comes around.
Fantastic. Lindsay, thank you very much for that. Terry, thank you for your question. I hope that helps, and all the best for that recovery, and I hope it comes right soon.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to AskCoachPerry.com or email myquestion@AskCoachPerry.com.